Do you believe in the existence of a supreme being? Do you believe in the existence of God? And if so, are you committed to Him? You see, I find it highly disturbing that the concept of a commitment is something that has all but disappeared from our society. People want the benefits, but not the commitment. They want to get rich without the commitment of hard work. They want to get married with no commitment to becoming a good wife or a good husband. But worst of all is that people want God to bless them without committing to Him. And the truth is that you're not fully living until you have something you're willing to commit your all to. Now, you want to know what's interesting? What's interesting is that most Americans believe in the existence of a supreme being. They believe in the existence of God. Studies show that up to 90% of Americans believe in the existence of God. Studies also show that 76% of Americans identify as Christians. But here's the problem. Most Christian organizations, people are just going through the motions. One day they give their life to Jesus, then they get baptized and go on to become a member of the church. Then out of the blue, one day they walk out the door and you ask yourself, but what happened? Well, many things happened, but the bottom line is they were not committed. The most successful king of all times wrote the following, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." You see, receiving God's blessing is not merely the result of believing in God. You must also commit your life to Him. You must learn to trust Him with everything you do. Then you can expect to receive His blessings. And you want to know what God wants above all? Above all else, God wants you to be committed to loving Him, because He's committed to loving you sufficiently enough that He gave His very best for you, His Son. So how do we make a commitment to love God? You make a commitment to love God this way. You love God by spending quality time with Him, by building a personal and intimate relationship with Him, and committing to daily prayer and reading of His Word. You also love God by committing yourself to being a vibrant part of your local church, which, by the way, is the body of Christ. And last, you love God by committing to tell others about Him, about how much He loves you, but more importantly, about how much He loves them. And in closing, let me let you know that successful people understand the importance of a commitment. You show me someone who's gained success, and I'll show you a committed person.